By such means does Darwinian natural selection look after us. It also helps to explain why we are all so similar. Evolution simply won't let you become too different, not without becoming a new species anyway. The 0.1% difference between your genes and mine is accounted for by our SNPs. Now, if you compared your DNA with a third person's, there would also be a 99.9% correspondence, but the SNPs would, for the most part, be in different places. Add more people to the comparison, and you will get yet more SNPs in yet more places. For every one of your 3.2 billion bases, somewhere on the planet, there will be a person or group of persons with different coding in that position. So not only is it wrong to refer to the human genome, but in a sense we don't even have a human genome. We have 6 billion of them. We are all 99.9% the same, but equally, in the words of the biochemist David Cox, you could say all humans share nothing, and that would be correct too. But we have still to explain why so little of that DNA has any discernible purpose. It starts to get a little unnerving, but it does really seem that the purpose of life is to perpetuate DNA. The 97% of our DNA commonly called junk is largely made up of clumps of letters that, in Ridley's words, exist for the pure and simple reason that they are good at getting themselves duplicated.